May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Every now and then, reading the stories in the Bible, you gotta figure that there's way more that the author isn't saying, right? This is one of those stories where you wonder kind of what's between the lines of this story. Because think about this story from Joseph's perspective. So Joseph, the gospel writer tells us, is a righteous man. So we can probably safely assume that his marriage to Mary was not the result of a wild fling, but was something that was fairly common at the time, which was an arranged marriage. His parents and Mary's parents had decided they were a good match. They had gone through all the proper steps. And Joseph, being a good man, had decided to go along with this because that's what you did. He was probably looking forward to being married. And then the rumors start. Everyone in town has noticed Mary's pregnant. The gospel writer tells us Joseph knows darn well this child isn't his. Mary is pregnant, the child isn't his. Well, what's a man who has been done everything he's supposed to do to do? He doesn't want to haul her in front of the magistrates and make a fuss over it, but he's not marrying a pregnant girl who isn't pregnant with his child. That's a perfectly reasonable thing to do, right? I mean, sure, she says, well, there was this angel. Okay, we've all heard stories like that.
Yeah, right.
So Joseph decides to do the right thing as best as he can discern. He decides to call off the engagement, to let the whole thing be done quietly. Mary can be sent away to give birth to a child somewhere else, and hopefully the whole thing will blow over. Even in a small town, there are limits to how much you can gossip about one pregnant young woman. And then he has a dream, and it is an extraordinary dream, in which an angel comes to him and says, it's okay, Joseph, go ahead, marry Mary, the child is God's. God knows where this child has come from, and this is a special child, and you've been chosen. Think about waking up from this dream. I would imagine Joseph's first reaction was, well, that was a weird one. Where did that come from? But Joseph decides to follow the angel's recommendation. Joseph decides to go ahead and marry Mary, despite the fact that you know what's going to happen next, right? Every gossip in the village is going to be counting on their fingers when that child comes due, and he's going to spend a whole lot of time with folks wondering whose child his first child really is. For a righteous man, this cannot be an easy thing to do. And we'll note that the angel doesn't give Joseph a plan of action for this whole thing. Really, the angel's words here are pretty limited. Don't worry, it'll be fine. That's an awful, thin ground to go ahead and let your whole life, your whole reputation, for everything that you had expected to play out in your life, that's an awful thin skim to put your trust in. And yet that's what Joseph does. He is sure that this dream meant something. He is sure that God is with him in this. And so he puts his trust in that and goes ahead and goes through with the wedding. He goes ahead and lives his life as though there was nothing unusual about a pregnant bride and about a child that he wasn't responsible for, as though there was nothing strange at all about naming a baby according to the advice of an angel. I think Joseph must have been an extraordinary man, because to be able to go ahead and do that, to trust in God enough to go ahead and listen to the gossips, to go ahead and live a life in which you know everybody at every birthday commented on whether or not Jesus looked like Joseph or not, right? To go ahead and walk straight into that without knowing what was coming next, but trusting that somehow God was in the middle of that mayhem. That's a pretty extraordinary faith. And I think it's an example that maybe we can all relate to. I think maybe Joseph is an easier example for how we live our lives and how we live into our faith, maybe than Mary is. Mary is a pretty extraordinary woman. The angel comes and says, you know, hey, this is going to happen. And Mary talks back, right? Mary goes, yeah, and how is that going to happen? But Mary says yes, and Mary gets fully on board with this world-changing event. Joseph gets dragged along for the ride. But he decides to put his trust in God and his trust in Mary, even though Mary's the one driving this and he doesn't know where it's going. Even though the angel's advice to him was a whole lot thinner on the ground. Joseph decides, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to go ahead and trust that when the angel said God is with us, he meant that literally, and God is in the middle of this moment too. When we can't see what comes next, when we can't see how God could ever straighten out what's going on, when we can see only one little piece and all we can see is what step might be next, sometimes it's harder to act in faith than when we have a whole vision of where we're going. Sometimes it's harder to be faithful when it seems like what God is asking of us is doing a small thing now, no matter how hard it is, than when we can see the vision of the kingdom of heaven shining on the horizon. That's what God asked of Joseph. To have faith that this thing right in front of him, that one step, was what God needed. From the Gospels, we don't know if Joseph ever saw how this played out. Joseph appears in one or two stories from Jesus' birth and from his youth. But by the time we get to the start of Jesus' ministry, Joseph's no longer in the story. Scholars suggest that perhaps Joseph had died. We don't know. But we know that by the time Jesus starts his ministry, Joseph is no longer standing on the sidelines. So we know that Joseph didn't get to see the whole story play out, that he wasn't there. That's sometimes how our lives are too. We see one piece of where God is and then the story goes on without us. But without Joseph's faithfulness, we wouldn't have gotten to Jesus' ministry. Without Joseph being willing to say yes and take that one natural step, the whole story would have been very, very different. There would have been no manger and no shepherds and no kings coming to a stable in Bethlehem. Joseph may never have known what came next. He may never have seen the whole picture. He certainly may never have shared Mary's vision of God turning everything upside down. Joseph's faithfulness was saying yes to the next step, to the one thing that he could see and do, to marrying Mary and letting God work as God was going to work. Often that's what's asked of us too. So this Christmas, whatever that thing is in front of you, however the mayhem in your life is obscuring the presence of God, say yes to that one next thing, to that one place where you can see God with you, whether it feels important or very, very small. And trust that God is with us, and that even if we can't see it right now, God is redeeming and restoring the world. And whatever small part we have, that is our calling. Amen.